Hello, hello, hello. Hello, how are we?
Robert and Jake back again for another episode of Do You Want Some? It's Lovely.
Yes, I.
We apologise for the technical difficulties.
That is.
I couldn't pronounce that word for the first few takes. So, we had trouble with the mic and we had someone to come over and help us. It's all a learning curve, so apologies. But we have a juicy episode tonight.
All about childhood memories, bitches.
Yeah, so we're going to take it back to our old house up in Knockaheeny when we were... What age you move down here, Al? About 10, is it?
I moved down when I went into junior infants.
Okay, so don't know what age
senior
you were.
Infants, sorry, senior infants.
Don't know what age you were by that. I don't know, anyway. So back to Knockaheeny. So when we lived in Knockaheeny, Kelly was obviously there as well. Kelly's a couple of years older than us. So she used to babysit us.
Shout out to Kelbells.
Fucking love you, man. So Kelly is Jake's twin double as well, by the way.
Yeah, everyone says it.
Kelly and Jake with the good brows.
Yes, I.
So Kelly used to always babysit us. And obviously, when you're babysitting kids, you tend to play household games. Like a game of
house. Oh, yeah, only the normal ones.
Yeah, only normal. But not us.
No, this took a turn.
Yeah, we like to play Fear Factor. So, one day, she laid us down on the floorboards, and this challenge was, see who could leave the ice cube on her stomach the longest.
I was only left to take part in just in this one, because I was too young. I used to get locked under a clothes basket.
Yeah.
So I used to be able to see what happens, but I was left to do the ice cube one.
Yeah, he used to watch from a distance underneath an empty washing basket.
Because I used to get locked. She was rootless.
Rootless, but look, we actually used to find it so fun. We were like, come on, we have a game of Fear Factor.
Half-time, we used to be telling her to do it. Like,
yeah, so funny. One day as well, one of the challenges was, she put my head into the washing machine. It was empty, of course.
Oh, but I can't believe that, like.
And spun it. Like, just spun the thing that could spin on its own.
And make you feel sick, like.
Also, as well, Kelly used to host dance comp... Well, no, she used to make us watch her dance.
Oh, yeah.
And one day we went to the yogurt, and Kelly was like, whoever watches me dance the best gets a yogurt.
She used to know what she used to be doing, like.
She used to be in Shirley's dance class, disco dancing, like, bopping around the gaff. They were fucking brilliant as well.
Yeah, they were.
But Jet was a little dinger as well. So anyway, I thought of it. I'm not going to blink when she's looking at me, looking at her. So she'd go down the line. There was four of us lined up on the chair. Me, Bridget, Kim. I'm sure Kim was there as well, actually.
Kim was always there.
Kim was always there.
Always there.
Again, we have a family of gory knows
hundreds.
How much. Yeah. So I came up with the idea of not blinking as she was dancing.
Good tack, though.
Yeah, good tack. I won. Rob is winning since he's, what, 7?
Maybe younger, 5.
Oh, God. As we say in our household, whoever eats the fastest gets the most.
The mostest. My mom calls it surviving.
Yeah. I'm conditioned to eat at top speeds.
And again, that's why you have heartburn.
And yeah, that's why I have gastro problems. And also down in 70 cells of stray vodka as well.
I'd
maybe
say that
one
would probably be only like 60% of the problem.
That like might cut the lining completely out of my stomach.
Oh yeah.
And from there, Tanya loved dressing me up in women's clothes with her friend as well. They used to love tying up my hair and putting on women's clothes and putting on makeup. And one day actually, Kelly and her friends put Bridget's communion dress, communion socks and all.
I'd say you fucking liked it.
Oh my God, God already knows. I'm going to be a drag queen.
That's why we love RuPaul.
Yeah, I'm only messing. But we were definitely destined to be gay, like, you know, conditioned to be gay. They always wanted gay brothers, I said.
Definitely, look what happened.
But they used to sing Here Comes the Bride as I used to walk down the stairs.
Tights and everything, or the socks were a
surprise. That's traumatising, like, you know, that's lousy.
Thank God you were the older brother.
They had me doing the splits as well. I could do the splits. I used to be able to jump off the chair into the splits.
What the F?
I know, they used to love dancing, Kelly and Bridget, and they taught me how to do the splits. I used to be
you were a four dancer?
But literally, I used to be in saving since dance, no, saving since school, like baby infants, jumping off tables into the splits. Screaming.
At a young age.
Literally. So we also used to have this cubby hole in the back. Remember the back cubby hole in the kitchen? And my dad used to come in, he used to like get our bikes and shit out of it, like, and stuff and all that kind of carry on. And one day he went into the cubbyhole and, do you know the way you can like block your elbow and forearm to make it look like someone has you by the neck?
And bear in mind, he used to come back from work with like white stuff over his face, so he actually even looked scarier with his hood up as well.
Yeah, he used to work in the building line, like, so all the dust and stuff.
But like, you're obviously going to convince children because the way you hide the elbow, and then you're going to,
and you're shitting it. Absolutely shitting it. Like, and one day,
he's looking fucking around like, what the fuck?
Yeah. And then one day he went into the thing and we nearly pissed ourselves with the fright. We were like,
we're looking at each other and then trying to run away.
Literally, and he'd just come out of the cubbyhole and show us his elbow. Like,
yeah. Then the joke's over.
Yeah. And then he used to have us fully convinced that a ghost lived in the attic.
Yeah, let's just say that.
Like, I haven't pronounced the word I'm trying to say. Resided. Yeah, a ghost resided in the attic.
Resided.
And the ghost name was Patrick.
We finally found that name.
Yeah, it was the first take. Literally could not remember the name.
Yeah.
But like, do you know...
So you got his name is Patrick, doesn't
I
it?
I know. Patrick haunted me since I'm 7. I know. Oh, you're perv. I'm only guessing. But, so my dad one day was done putting away the Christmas decorations, and it was up in the Christmas from the north side. And he was done putting away the Christmas decorations, and do you know, like, on the top of the brush where you can like hang it, there's like a
there's
handle,
like there's
a hook thing, yeah,
a hook, there's like a space going through the middle of it,
yeah, so you can like hang it up on a nail, let's just say, or a hook.
The top of a sweeping brush, like.
Yeah, but it's not on all sweeping brushes. See, it's on that one behind you.
Yeah, it's on that one.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a horseshoe. I won't even say it. Whatever. So he used to use that to, like, just center the attic door. So as he was doing that, it kind of pushed past up the side. And when he pulled it back down, the hook thing was gone. And he looked at us and looked up at the attic, then looked back at us and was like, that was Patrick.
Patrick got the top of it.
And we were like, bah!
How gullible children are, like.
Yeah, literally.
Jake
has the next one about house robbery.
Yeah, so again, in the same house when we were younger, at this time, me, Bridget, or Robert wasn't born. It was just Kelly and Tanya. And many years ago, when Tanya and Kelly were young.
They're not that old.
Let's just say that. Again, up in Auchinheeny. But my mum used to say to us that Tanya used to go down and climb
watch
through
the cupboards.
Watch the cupboards. Like,
yeah, so she heard that, like.
Break glasses and stuff. And so my mum crept downstairs, she was just walking downstairs, but she said she was in her knickers because she just thought it was Tanya, like.
Her knickers. Well, Julie.
As she looked over the balcony, there was a man drinking a can with a balaclava on, and there was like...
Bear in mind, the can was from our fridge.
Our fridge, yeah. That's when they were eating out of our fridge as well, so they actually made themselves at home.
Yeah, literally.
So what my mum done, like, obviously you get an awful shock. I'd say that's what I would do as well. So...
She got up from her room.
She got up from her room, yeah, she looked over the bench, so the man was there.
Oh, yeah.
And so as she saw the man again, she started like walking back slowly up the stairs, but you know, obviously still looking at the man in case he chased after her. And when she got to the corner of the stairs, she ran up into my dad, put her head underneath the covers, and told my dad whatever. And my dad was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So as he ran across the landing to look out the window because they heard him leaving, the fellows with the balaclavas stuck up their actual middle fingers, started laughing at my dad.
Middle
fingers.
Yeah, middle.
What did I say?
With middle fingers.
My nan with the windows and the pillows.
Yeah. Lilies. My nan calls Little's Lilies.
Or Netflix, Nelfis.
Nelfis. Brandon Elfis.
Brandon Elfis for us.
And my mum and dad, come on, Julie, go up and watch a Serious.
Yeah.
They called Series a Serious. Yeah. Robert, you've any good Serious as I can watch. I have her watching Stranger Things and all, she loves it.
She came to me last night and she was like, check how many episodes there. She can't even check how much of episodes of Netflix you have.
Yeah, literally.
But yeah, that happened.
And then, like, it's actually...
How scary would that be, though? Walking down to a balaclava, like, I would nearly poo myself.
Speaking of scary stories, like, basically, before we were born, again, this was back in our old house, my mum was pregnant on someone. She was pregnant on one of the five of us.
Mm.
I think it might be Bridget. Yeah, let's just say it's Bridget. Bridget, well done. You're... Anyway.
<Is it not>?
My mum, my dad went to work one morning and my mum was in their room on her own and Tanya was in the back room. She was a child and Kelly, they were in the back room, whatever. And my mum heard like a raspy cough, like,
Like
an old man's cough. And she was like, what the fuck's that? Do you know what I mean?
That went down a couple of times, didn't it?
She went in to check on the room. She's like, Jesus, that was Tanya. She said, what's wrong with her chest?
Do you have the COVID?
I know, yeah. But she went into the room. There was no one there. Tanya and Kelly were downstairs. So then, anyway, I got a fright. I don't know what she did.
That's weird.
Like, it's scary shit. Went about her week anyway. The following week, she goes to the credit union and she sees the girl. She sees the fella's daughter who lived in the house previous.
Previous, yeah.
And was like, geez, my dad died an awful... But anyway, how are you getting on, Judy? How are you? And she's like, you never guess what happened there. I heard a very raspy cough in the back room and none of the kids were there. It's weird, isn't it? And he was like, my dad died in the back room from a chest up, a chest, something got to his chest.
Thank the Lord that that wasn't me in Robert's bedroom.
Oh my God, I know, yeah. We had a gammy room though, a tiny room with two bump bed.
Oh, I'd rather that than a man dying in the back room of his chest though.
Imagine that. Imagine, remember when Kim as well, in our room, Kim. Kim in our room, she writ on the wall or the light switch or something, don't go to sleep. And she got caught because they knew her writing. And Joe up in Callum's house, Teresa's house, they had this lovely leather couch in. So they had like two front rooms as well. The house is gorgeous, like lovely brand new white leather couch.
No way did she write in it.
No, I did. So I whipped out a blue pen.
Did you have a fetish for writing on stuff? I want children.
So I whipped out it. See, I know where she's coming from.
You have that bit of weirdness in the mind.
Yeah, I'm fucked. But so he's looking at Teresa's lavish leather white couch. That's a tongue twister, lavish leather white couch. Yeah. Leather, blah, blah. So whipped out a blue pen anyway, and I wrote B-O-S instead of R-O-S.
She would have gotten caught anyway, your initials.
B-O-S is Bridgette O'Sullivan, you go, not R-O-S.
But was Rob, was Bridgette up
there? I framed Bridgette.
Was she up there?
No, I got caught doing it.
You're actually slow.
He's writing B-O-S. What a weasel.
Got taken.
Oh my God, taken for a fucking beauty. So... That, remember when you used to pay by man's buff at my nan?
Oh my.
Up in her house.
Up my nan's house, like my nan was at the time, obviously very, she still is very fit though, but we just can't see her over the COVID obviously, but yeah. Blah, blah, blah. But at the time when
my mam's mam.
My mam's mam, sorry, yeah. But at the time, all of her cousins used to go up and sleep and have sleepovers, my nan, she used to love it, and her favourite game was Blind Man Buff. And
I love that game.
But you know when you used to catch my nan, you used to hear her just get laughing, holding herself, because like,
she pisses herself.
Because
she's so funny.
So she used to be grabbing us, putting us in front of us. Yes. She used to get caught jumping over chairs when she
and
couldn't.
Her laugh is so hearty, like it and makes like, me feel at home. I love her so much.
But you know what, you used to, obviously you couldn't see her, but the closer you get there, the more like nearly pissing herself. She used to laugh and the more red she go. But
oh, she's so funny.
The one time we were playing Blind Man Buff, shout out to Lydia.
Lydia Crowley on the MC. Lydia O'Brien, sorry. Thinking of my Nana Crowley.
Yeah, I know. But so we were having a game of Blind Man Buff, as you do. But there was a counter and a fireplace, but there was a gap there. And again, you could hear my nan laughing over the fireplace. So Lydia stopped, right? And she stopped from trying to listen for my nan's laugh. She stopped, took a breath and charged full force at the fireplace with her head first, as in her head first, run
this
run,
fireplace that was like marble, some marble shit, like
a high marble shit, like, and she ran through full force and she went clean out onto the floor,
mount her back.
But we were all skitting laughing, but Lydia was telling us, oh my God, stop laughing, sitting on my nan's laps now, bear in mind, stop laughing. My nan was breaking her all laughing, skit laughing, and she was getting out of my nan as well.
So before as well, we used to call my nan Danny Joyrider. She's
oh
so funny.
Oh my God.
My friend's younger brother was getting into the back of her car before and
oh my God!
he opened the door, but like, I don't know, she thought he was in the car. But
she doesn't take notice.
Yeah, like, she's so funny. I actually miss her so
much.
I know,
I miss
don't
her.
Don't forget to give your nan's a phone call as well. Do you know what I mean? The world to
I
him.
Miss
do
her
I
so
always,
much.
Do you know, it's nice to talk to him and remember that they're old and stuff and they're away now. But anyway. So she thought my friend was in the car already. My friend's younger brother, though, he was 9, like. and she stepped on it, and your man was trailing with his hand on the car, and he wasn't even in it.
He got it
sucked underneath the wheel.
But Rob worked.
But she started skit laughing. I was like, Dad!
She did,
I don't think.
Oh my god, she's so funny.
But she used to, when we were coming down Blackpool Hill, Adam was in the back, Lydia and Tiona, and I was in the front, and my aunt turned around to me, she goes, let the car roll down Blackpool Hill, the very steep, steep hill. Oh, and she goes, let's get the car roll. I was like, nah. So she actually let the car roll down throughout till the red light, and she just pulled up the handbrake, and the car skidded a bit. And she let JP
drive her car
up Bantry Park. He was no more than 10. And it was actually a video, and she was like, JP!
She is actually a legend.
She's wild.
She is a
legend.
That's
where we get her from.
I know. She's the start of it all, like.
Literally.
But, so that takes us from our old house, and we'll kind
of... to our new house.
Our new motherfucking house.
Well, that we're living in now.
Yeah. So we're a bit older here. Well, I was about 11, 10 when I moved here, was it?
Yeah, I know. I moved into senior infants, I was about 5.
Yeah, 5. Is that what your age you are then?
And you're 2, 3 years old.
I went over to Scaliscon, I was just done 17, so I was going into first class.
7 or 8.
Yeah. So.
That's very fucking young, like, wasn't
it? I know. I feel like we're here years.
Yeah.
We are here years.
We actually are.
Like, fucking slow, I'm getting there that I'm 23.
I went along with you.
I was like, yeah, I know.
God, imagine us in directions in a foreign country or something.
No, we wouldn't make it alive.
So anyway, so my mum was drunk in bed one day, and me and Jake were there. Just came out from a night out. And we used to watch telly in her bed, like, and she came into us. And
bear in mind, now she speaks into us like she was adults making this decision. We're like, go for it. We're like, yeah, go for it.
Yeah. So we were chilling in bed, and an ad came up being like, we're looking for a family to, like, monitor their energy use. So because they want to do a little documentary on how much a modern household would use, how much energy would use in electricity and stuff. So my mum rang, signed up for it.
We're thinking of it, they came back to us like, how?
Yeah,
it was RT or something, wasn't it?
RT, yeah. So she came in there, not like it's fucking Fame. Like,
I don't think RT. Like, but I didn't think we didn't think it was going to happen. My mum said we'd try it.
Sure, we didn't even know what it fucking was.
That's
like,
insane. My mum was drunk as well doing it.
Yeah. But like, my dad was anti this. Anti
typical Irish man again.
Typical Irish man, yeah. Not a hope those cameras come into my house, blah blah blah. So anyway, a couple of weeks passed, and my dad was done work, and he got out, and he got dropped home, and he works on the building line, like. So they're all in the van, and they were like, "Sully, bye, there's fucking cameras there outside your gaff. Do you know it's RTE?" Like,
yeah.
He was like, "Nah."
Robert, Joanie found out, and then remember my mum was being interviewed. My dad kept ringing the house phone, as in kept, and her phone, and then Bridget was coming out, "Mom, my dad won't stop ringing the phone," and then she was going pink on the camera when we watched it over.
Pink, as in strawberry red pink. And when this was happening, like, he's being rude on the phone. Like,
yeah,
like, get
rude.
Them fucking out of my house. Yeah. But yes, Bridget was young as then. "Man, yeah, my dad don't want them in here.
Ring it, he keep ringing the phone."
And then I'm sat behind, me and Jake are sat behind my mum. As she's
out the back.
Out the back as she's being interviewed. She's bright red, same colour as her hair.
Yeah.
And I was behind her, and Jake was next to me, and I was playing my Game Boy. I was, like, obsessed with Pokemon.
Yeah.
Like, obsessed.
I tried to be, because Robert was, but I never really got into it.
Remember, we got DS for Christmas.
We got
the Pokemon
DS for
game
Christmas, never know what I was doing. Yeah. But anyway.
I loved it, and, like, whatever came over me, I decided to be a bit spicy and
spice up the camera.
Do you know, I was actually a fucking little weasel. I was actually a fucking little weasel.
All our family pissed themselves when they saw this.
Yeah. So I was playing.
Oh, again, we made a DVD out of it. Sorry.
Yeah, we made a DVD out of it. We lost it. Like,
we
I
lost
wish
it.
We could find this. It's actually gold. Well, for us personally, because it's nice to look back on. John, it was really funny, and we can just remember
so young
well,
as well.
Like, we were so young. But so I was playing my Game Boy. You see me take down my Game Boy. Look at Jake. Look at the camera. Look at Jake. Look at the camera. And then
he knew what he was doing. Like,
yeah, I was a weasel. Like, pretended to hit my elbow. Waited like 5 seconds and lashed Jake into the side of the head. It was like.
I then was looking around, looking up the sky, saying, what just happened here? Yeah. And the camera was on me.
And then Jake was like smiling, trying to go,
I was like thinking, what will I do now? Because he's just after slapping me.
So, and then I went back to playing my Game Boy. What did you do to me?
So he went back playing his Game Boy. I was like, F this down, I'm going to get this mother effer back, right? So I caught him by the fringe, interlinked my fingers in between his fringe, literally, and ripped him down.
Intertwined.
Like, as in, put my fist in around and ripped him.
And then he started skitting off, and again, he's looking everywhere.
I think he was mad.
The pain came over me. You could actually see me lift up my Game Boy. I thought the Game Boy blocked my face, but it didn't. I go... trying to keep it in the cry. So the way you go.
But like, it's actually more funnier because when we watched it back, his lip was dropping.
My
like,
lip was, yeah, it was like, joy, when your lip starts to rattle when you're about to cry.
Yeah.
And I was like, just working on keeping in the fucking pain and the cry, because I was about to start bawling and crying.
We got vicious at each other.
Yeah. It's so funny. Then, so that went ahead, whatever. And then we have like a shed thing out our back, and he came into the shed thing. And he was on about global warming. Or did I mention
global warming? That was up in our attic.
Oh, up the attic.
Remember,
sorry.
He came into the cabin and he didn't see the steps.
He nearly took a hopper. So then we went up to the attic. Bear in mind now, the attic was mine and Jake's room at the time. We shared
a car bed.
We shared the one race car bed that's about 4 foot nothing.
Bed.
But like, emphasize on the 4 foot car racing bed. Bridget downstairs had the room we have
now. The double
now.
Room then.
The princess room.
The princess room. And we loved it though.
Ah, sure.
We had two places on each side of the end of our car bed.
Yeah, we were happy right about anything, like, you know. But came up, I was detangling medals or something.
Yeah, something like that.
I was detangling medals for like, you know, school shit, like. And I goes, here. And he was like, yeah. He's just recording the room. Don't know if global warming's really coming. Or is it, here, is global warming real?
And then he started skating behind laughing, or behind the camera, I mean.
And then Kelly was younger at the time, obviously.
She was about 16, 17, doing teenager shit while she's
teenager
done, shit,
like, yeah, of course, she was out drinking, like, in.
But you have to come, when you come down the attic in our house, you have to pass the actual.
Our room, we have to
pass Bridget's princess room at the time.
Yeah.
To pass the bathroom.
And yeah.
But with Kelly being up to teenager shit, Kelly then
was out drinking. Like,
she was gawking into the toilet.
They had to edit it out.
Yeah, they had to edit it out, and Kelly was like, oh, I'm grand.
Oh, God, so fucking.
And
funny.
Then they came to an end, but when they went outside by themselves, they just started videoing the house and they were like, this is the one.
Yeah.
But then my dad never went to head with it.
God, thank God. God, who knows what would have been up on it.
Me and Robert beating each other by the camera.
I know. And then, but you see, they came back a couple of weeks later, you know, to try talk to us and try to get us.
Oh, yeah, I remember they actually asked us again. But like, please, please do it.
So they came back a couple of weeks later and my mum weren't there. It was just my dad on his own in the front room. My mum was working on the pub. That's where she went to the water course.
That's where he had the water course. They owned the water course at the time.
All the family did. Like, yeah. You know, there was a pub anyway. She's working on the pub. My dad was in the front room on his own.
My dad, no, like.
Not talking to them. They came down. Like, three producers came down. My dad sat down, watched the telly, and didn't speak one single word to them until
he did not want them there. Like, then my mom flicked her hair, going red from the neck up.
Yeah, literally, it's embarrassing. Like, we mortified.
Obviously,
splotchy red. She was actually. So
it was, yeah, that's what it was. Splotchy.
But that's
even worse, though.
But that's the way she was.
That's what I can remember.
But like, my dad just didn't want it. He didn't want it.
I wish we found that. We actually, all our family came down to our house and actually had a drink, watched DVD.
I know. I wish we found it. Because it's so funny to us, like, because it's our family. And
it's
Joe,
our family.
We're,
we know,
we're young,
well,
and Joe, yeah, Joe. So
it's a video
funny.
Of our childhood, really. Isn't
yeah,
it?
Literally. Childhood memorized. So, next one we have. Oh my God, Jake, how did we know we were gay?
Like, as in, I'm sure we copied the prostitutes inside CTA.
No, we didn't, Joe. What was it? It was copying the girl wrestlers in a brand panty match.
Anyway.
The brand panty match. Remember the brand panty matches where they used
wrestling.
To de-close. Yeah, wrestling, that's what you said.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then the SpongeBob blankets.
Yeah,
yeah, the
SpongeBob
ones.
Blanket.
We had two, one each.
Tori Foley. No, what? That's my
no,
younger cousin. What's her name?
We got
what's the wrestler's name, though?
Oh, I don't know.
Anyway, Tori something, I think the wrestler was. Tori Foley's my younger cousin.
We used to play
Shadow
on
Tori.
The PlayStation as well.
Well, yeah. A Bram panty match, like that's what it's called. You used to rip off their clothes.
Jesus, we were fucking screaming.
Oh, Jesus, we didn't put on bras and panties.
Like, oh, no, we forgot to mention that.
Yeah, so we didn't put on brand
knickers. No. So what we done out of the SpongeBob blankets is like we wrapped them up on our heads.
It's
to like, make
a
it
towel.
Look
like
a wig. Like,
no, it's like a towel. You know, you wrap up a towel on your head after a shower. Girls would do it. Like
girls would do it. Like, oh yeah, after a shower. That's exactly what it was. And we used to literally bait the shit out of each other to see who got the thing first.
Yeah, the aim of the game was to try rip the head. To rip the blanket off
the person's
your
head.
Opponent's head. Yeah. Opponent being Jake.
Yeah, the opponent being Robert.
Yeah. Oh my god. But we used to
rip the shit out of each other.
Oh my god, we used to play crazy shit. One day me and Bridget had an I cry match.
and I was what's it called? The judge of it.
Yeah. Bear in mind, Bridget's a feisty little bitch. I was actually scared
about
the time.
Oh my god, that fight was on for about 15 minutes without before any of you crying.
Yeah, literally. And we were baiting seven kinds of shit out of each other. Like,
yeah.
And then, this is all for fun. Like, no wonder we're actually weirdos.
No wonder we're actually vicious, though.
So, how I managed to make Bridget cry How I managed to make Bridget cry was I got the palm in my hand. And her head, I put it on her forehead. But her head was against the hardwood floor and I just kept on pressuring it down. Then she started crying.
I actually saw him getting bad. I was like, oh my god, what's he doing?
Yeah! Wait, that's frightening, like. And then she started crying and my dad mangled us.
Oh yeah, because it was a match, it wasn't just you. Robert.
Absolutely mangled us.
So, another time, Robert. So, we live over a field, like, it's like the Mont Field, but like there's a load of fields down past.
Yeah.
And like there's lovely views of whatever. But years ago, when me and Robert and all our friends used to go down Manfield, there used to be these group of dog on the station.
Yeah,
because
a
fella, a few doors down, used to let them run loose, like.
No, they used to be able to hop the wall. There was a hole in the wall as well.
The hole in the wall, remember?
Yeah,
we used to let them run loose to get tired.
But we used to be like, the questions, how, where they're coming from. And then one day we spotted the hole in the wall. It's weird.
And so when you get down to the second field, past the first field behind our house, there's like a hill, like a grass patch hill, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that you can cling
on
to.
It's like a mountain, like, it's like
you can climb
it's
up it, like,
of a mountain, like, yeah. But they used to fucking, oh god, I'll never forget
oh
that.
Oh my god, me, Robert, I think it was two of our friends.
Dysfunctional kids, like, we used to get chases.
Chases,
off,
we used to.
Off the dogs?
What? A rush used to go through.
Oh, adrenaline rush.
Adrenaline, and.
But, like, if these dogs caught us, we'd be
big on the stations.
Shit, like, absolutely terrifying.
But we were down in the proper field and they got through the gate. There was like four of us running after us. There was a few of us there and I just goes, Robert, they're there.
Oh God.
And we started running, but as I was running, the tears were coming out of my eyes. Oh, when the tears were actually flinging. I was only about no more than 10.
Oh God, it's so,
but
so
like,
scary. When
the
you see
patch them. Hill is like straight. Me and us started climbing up like Spider-Man, remember?
Oh, you've no idea. It's the fear of fueling, yeah?
That's what it is.
That's what it is. It's adrenaline. It's like, you're running, but you can't remember running.
That's what it is.
I mean, it's like,
I don't even know how I remember. It was literally a straight wall.
Yeah.
Like patches of grass. That's what we were just trying to get ourselves to. But that was very, very scary.
Very scary. Like, it was actually fucking terrifying. And then one day as well, in my mum's room, me and Bridget were about, you know, it was in the new house, so we must have been.
This one?
Yeah, this one. It was just when we moved in, so because we were very young.
Yeah.
There is a bottle of Coke on my mum's windowsill. And sure, we were kids the minute we see Coke, bottle of Coke, we were like, give me that, like,
yeah.
So Bridget opened the flat bottle of dead Coke.
Oh my god.
Took a swig and there was a load of fag ash in it and she started bawling crying. I think that's wrong. She's like, there's fags in it.
I'm gonna die.
So like for her to make her stop crying, I took a sup of it as well.
Being the good older but younger brother.
I'm older but younger. Oh my god. And when we got a bit older then, like, it was Josh or fucking going out drinking.
Again, back to Kelly, remember?
Yeah. Oh yeah, not that one. Kelly, yeah, go
on. Yeah, so then we're back to Kelly Bells again. Again in the new house. But I'm the youngest out of five, so I was always that. I was still young, like.
Yeah.
Robert and Bridget used to always go out and do their own things. Anyway, Kelly's babysitting me. And I goes, Kelly, I just want to go out. Again, Judd Way, she used to make us play Fair Factor and stuff. She turned around to me, she goes, Yeah.
You can go outside and make a deal with you.
Yeah. Like, all right, so, like, go over and clean the kitchen bear in mind now, because Kelly was there for the whole day, she was babysitting, we were after making food and stuff,
yeah, yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Go over and clean the kitchen, I'll give you a fiver, and the last thing, I goes, what, Kelly, like, what? Give me a kiss on the lips.
So cute,
like, I know. I was like, all right, so she always treated me like the baby, like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You are the baby, though.
I know.
Oh, my God. So then when I kind of got into my rebel kind of years, I used to start
getting drinking. A bit old, or getting a bit of balls on
it. Getting himself. A bit of brass ball, yeah, yeah, yeah. Billy Brass Balls, Bilhan Murphy, like.
Yeah.
So, we went drinking. So, no, we used to religiously. Me, my friend Kaya, my friend Amber, Ryan O'Sullivan, Dara and Jack.
Shout out to everyone.
Jack and Dara. But listen, so, like, so Dara used to get a bottle of whiskey off his nan, and he used to go in and buy... We used to go in and buy Lucozade. So then there was this thing called the Hole in the Wall up behind Lidl by where we live up in Churchfield. So we used to go into the Hole in the Wall and drink there, like severely underage.
Yeah, and whiskey at that as well.
Yeah, and it was a Sunday. I remember, so I always have to be in for 10, but it was a Sunday and it's school in the morning. So I had to be in at like, I don't know, like 8:30. My mum was really strict, or 9 or something like that.
I was witness thought, remember that? Like
My mum was so strict. So we were drinking the whiskey anyway.
That's psychotic on a Sunday.
On a Sunday, to school the next morning. I was in second year. But see, that was when I went crazy. So, yeah. Like, well, not crazy, crazy, you know what I mean?
But like, yeah. But I need to tell you crazy.
Yeah. So I went drinking, and then we went down by Willowbank. We're having a laugh, but sort of black all over my face.
Like, bear in mind, the smell of whiskey as well.
Literally. We used to be in this hole in the wall. Bear in mind, that's what it was called, Hole in the Wall. We were in this hole in a wall, looking over across the road at the rats in the dump. Because it was right by the dump. Like, so you can imagine how dirty this place was. Like, it's like fucking manky. So anyway, rolls on 9:30, knocks at the door. I'll never forget the hunger either.
The hunger. And my mum and dad were just after ordering Apache.
Yeah, so come to that now. So I was raw, the hunger, walked in, knocked at the door, but Jed answered me, looked at me, and just goes, I was raw. She goes, you're dead. Oh my God, black. All over my motherfucking face, like. So walked in, banks the corner. So you walk in the long, you walk in the hallway, bank the corner in the kitchen. Then you just look into the front room. I was waiting for Julie. Oh my God, Julie! So she's just down after getting the big Apache pizza. Oh, I can't remember the smell. Starving.
We didn't even start it.
Adam was there as well.
Adam then fell asleep. But we even started the Apache sitting by the fire, lovely night.
She looked at me.
Bear no. He was black as the Ace of Spades.
Yeah, literally. She looked at me. Oh, God. The point and the finger recoiling, saying, come here. Yeah. Come here, you.
Her famous move.
Jesus Christ! Get her. I goes, oh, shit. She was like, what did you take? What did you do?
So no overreacting. Bring you to the hospital.
Yeah,
remember?
Like, she actually was fully convinced. I was so fucked on whiskey, though. You actually probably looked out of my head.
Whiskey in second year.
I was actually like, what? 13?
Like, you are going to be
or 14? I don't know what age in second year. Was that 15? I don't know that age anyway. So she came over to me. She got, like, when I say close to my face, it was this close. So she was like,
oh, touching nose to nose.
Oh,
like,
she was up in my grill. She goes, what you take? I go, I don't know nothing.
So you're cheeky then, being trying not.
But bear in mind, yeah, and my voice was breaking. He was like, I don't know nothing, man.
Part of the fags is all you were smoking.
Literally. And she obviously got a whiff of my breath and goes, whiskey!
Yeah.
Took the pizza, fucked it all into the fire. Then she looked at me.
And the chips.
Everything. For what reason? I don't know, because I bet you she was starving.
Julie loves her food.
She fucking loves her food.
So I looked at the food in the fire. I goes, I'm starving. She goes, wah! She gave me some clatter into the face. Like, I'm telling you now.
Robert,
I got a clatter. I know, like, I did get a clatter. Like, she goes, get the fuck up your room. School tomorrow!
I know, yeah. Bear my school tomorrow.
I know, yeah. And then Jake, I went up the stairs anyway. Jake kind of followed up. I'll never forget. Can you remember this? I was looking at myself in the mirror laughing, wiping the black out of my face. I was like that.
You probably were, you possessed freak.
I know, yeah. And then he went to bed that night and my mom came in at 7 o'clock in the morning. Don't have to be in school till 8:45.
I say you woke up with some head.
Oh, yeah, my clue flung my uniform at me, slamming open the door, being like, there's some smell of drink out of this room. Get up!
Robert, I can't believe you've done that on a Sunday.
Oh my God, you didn't have a clue. Like, I went before as well. I went on the bunk and she caught me. Oh my God, I'll never... In the hole in the wall we were, me and Ryan O'Sullivan.
Oh my God.
Sorry, had to burp. I have gastro problems.
What we said at the start.
Sorry, but anyway. So, went... but look, at least I'm remembering now it's not rude.
What? Not rude?
Burping.
To burping?
No, it is rude.
At least
you know. No, it is rude.
Yeah. You used to just burp and not even think about it. Now you're thinking about it.
It's all about being aware. But, one day... What was it? I went on the bunk. I had a fight with my mum. Again, second year kind of area. I had a fight with my mum and what didn't want to go to school because we still love bunking. So I went up to the hole and all, me and Ryan O'Sullivan, and there was like a couple of other people there as well. Got a phone call from my mum. I was like, fuck, like, do you know, she never rings me when I'm in school. She obviously knows I'm taking, like, didn't answer it. Got like four more. I eventually answered it.
Then my stomach would start to fall out my ass then.
Oh, you've no idea.
Honestly, now my heart would start racing.
Scary, like.
Where? At the time, like, do you know?
Yeah. On the phone then. Where the fuck are you?
She was very strict, like,
remember? She's very strict, yeah. She'd want to be. We were actually wildlings.
Wild.
But I was like, I'm not telling you. But she goes, what? Because I'm not telling where I am.
Very cheeky idea, wasn't it?
I goes, I didn't go to school. She goes, you better get the fuck down here. Apologies, no for cursing, but this is what happened.
Yeah, I know.
You better get your ass down here. Your aunts are down here, and I'm going to ring the guards.
He goes, all right, so I come down now.
You have to have done. When anything involves my nan and this family, you're like, oh, yeah, bang, honest.
Gone.
That's
gone.
It, like.
You know when the sisters and the nan is down the house.
Because she's so respected so much, so that's why.
But yeah, exactly. You know when the nan and sisters are down the house, you're goose. And that goes for all of us. Like, all our cousins and shit like that.
I remember I tried to pull the eyelid over my principal, trying to get away to the match, get out of class for the whole day.
Oh my God, yeah. That was Adam so funny, Mr. Evans.
Mr.
Yeah.
Evans. Again, Adam convinced me, like, and I was... Bear in mind, I did not have a notion how to play Gaelic. I was like, come on, you get away. I was like, yeah, no bother. I was like, I want to go because you want to get out of class. Like,
I'm actually skitting laughing at thinking of you.
Imagine me now on the pitch in a pair of shorts and play Gaelic, not even knowing the rules. But went down to, no, it wasn't even the hall, Robert. Remember the extension onto the school, but
it was
still huge. So everyone used to sit in a circle. So
If you're in the middle of the school, if you're actually in the middle of the school, by the office.
Yeah.
Assembly.
So everyone's sitting around in a circle looking for you. Bear in mind, all the GAA team, all 6 years, looking at me.
The team he tried to infiltrate.
And then the teacher looks at me. He was like...
Is that the teacher? This is Mr. Evans. This is the principal.
No, the first teacher caught me. Then he went to Mr. Evans.
Okay, yeah, I understand.
I'm sure it was Mr. Ruby. He used to go to matches all the time.
Yeah, it's your besides
point. Anyway, he's looking, he goes... I've never even seen you play sport in your life. So he sat there, I was like, oh my God, what? I have a Gaelic team. He was like, who'd you play for? Then, not knowing a thing, I was like, Then Mr. Evans came over with his, remember Mr. Evans with the finger and pointing
him? Yeah. He was a strict principal.
I started going red hot on the spot because all the 6 years were looking at me. The other team was looking at me. He was like, you can't even play a sport for the life, yeah. Go back up to class, you. I was like, all right.
In front of the older people, as I like it.
Remember that time, though, you used to get embarrassed?
Oh, mortified. When they then, me back to bunk, like me and my cousin Tristan went on the bunk. Oh my God. So we went on the bunk and we were by the Gate Cinema and we were like, here, that's hardly Mr. Ruby there. And we were like, sir. So he wouldn't even answer our list. Like, we were like,
sunglasses on?
Yeah, sunglasses on. But he said nothing anyway. So we were like, forgot about it. So me and Tristan goes to school the next day on the intercom. Tristan Foley and Robert O'Sullivan, please report to the office. The dreaded words. Yeah.
You know your name is after being called out, you're like, that's just it now. Prepare yourself.
Yeah, so we're taking, it's like our mams are not downstairs to collect us.
Yeah.
We got caught in the bunk. So we goes downstairs anyway, into where Jake was just on about by the office. It's a new extension.
Jinx.
So you owe me coke. So we went down anyway, and he goes to Tristan, he looked at Tristan, he was like, why were you not in school yesterday? He goes, sir, I had to go into town and I had to get an eye test for my driver's license test. And he goes,
that Robert. That was a good one now, wasn't it?
Like? Oh, yeah, yeah. And he goes, Robert, why weren't you in school yesterday? I looked at Tristan, I looked at Mr. Evans, I looked back at Tristan, and then I looked back at Mr. Evans, and I goes, sir, I had to go in town to get an eye test for my driver's license.
Robert, you caught yourself out by looking back and looking forward.
I know, sorry, you have a clue what to do. So yeah, we got caught in the bunk.
Got straight out, flat out.
Oh, that is so fucking funny. Like,
Robert, remember them? Bridgette used to be telling us on her sesh days, but Joe Bridgette was a bit dapper older than us. She used to come in from drinking, like, but she used to smoke fags.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she used to smoke fags. People still say that to me this day when I go up to the tennis stuff. Remember your sister used to smoke like that? Anyway, she used to smoke fags by a hair clip, right? Onto the fag. So first, they used to be smelling her fingers of the fags. And then she told me, we have like a bush outside our house.
I used to do that as well.
Yeah, and I got the idea of it doing it as well then as well.
Yeah.
We still have a bush outside our house, but it's like a smelly bush. How do you explain it?
But it's just like, I'd say most people did it, but you try to get the smell of smoke off your fingers and you go to grass and stuff.
No, it's not that at all. We used to jump head first into the bush.
I know, but what I'm trying to say is, do you know the way, like when you were younger, you tried to get the smell of smoke off your fingers and like you go to grass and stuff and try to pick it apart. But there was this potent smelling bush. Like, it was,
potent, yeah.
It was like
potent.
It was like earth. I don't know. It was nature at its fine. Pine. It's smelled like pine. It's like pine. And we used to just mince our fingers up. And
we used to go in. I used to get caught. I used to dive head first. I'm sure the tree was actually going a bit bent. And I cussed everything.
I used to eat it when I was drinking. I used to chew it up and spit it out.
Oh my God. I'm sure you used to do that by the white wall.
Yeah. God, yuck. But
the
like,
things you used to get caught for.
I know, and Bridgette using a hair clip, putting a hair clip.
Very good idea, though.
I know, on the butt of the fag and not touching it. Do you know, like the old people, the 80s?
Yeah, from years upon years ago. People still say that to me about Bridgette. They find it the funniest thing ever.
Yeah, so funny. But like, we used to go in there, and my dad and my mum be like, why the fuck do your fingers smell like fags and grass?
We used to bring up packs of potatoes, bars, just to have in our sacks not to get caught.
Yeah, literally. Like, my mum thought she was double white anyway. Well, like, she's actually slow thinking back on it. Like,
Thinking back on it because we're older now.
God love her, she tried her hardest, you know, to try be strict and stuff. So, like, mum, I'm staying at my friend Sean's house tonight. And she was like, Sean used to live around the corner for me. And she used to be like, Rob, call up home. Let me see ya, and then you go to Sean's house. So I'd be like, yeah, fine. We'd go up to height. Oh, it used to be so much fun. We had our own little group. What a laugh we used to have. Go up to height. We used to go down Blackpool, across the way from O'Donovan's off license. Bum. Try to ask people to go in to get us drink.
The famous height.
Yeah, the famous height. Eventually got the nagging, went up to the height. At the time, we used to love dubstep music. So we'd pick out a song. And when that song kicks in, we used to down our naggins straight. We used to be putting Skittles into our naggins and all things when we were mad. So I used to be fucking floored going up to my mum.
Did you used to actually go down to McDonald's after the hype? Because
yeah,
I can remember my mum was like, my mum goes to me one day, she was like, Jake, come down to McDonald's with me there and bring, shout out to Alan. She goes, bring Alan with you. I was like, yeah, no bother, my dad. Well, me and my mum walked into McDonald's and who do we see flying backwards off a chair? Robert. Like, because it was Langers from being up in the height. And who was with him? Bridgette. So they both got caught and the one said, she was like, get
oh,
into
you remember
the
that.
Car. She started screaming in front of Alan. I was disgraced. Like flying backwards off a chair as your mum just walks in.
Oh my God, I know. Like, it's very bad. Like, it used to be paralytic. Like,
paralytic? I only got caught once.
But back to the story anyway. Like, we went back up, so I used to call to Sean's. My mum used to make me come up to Sean's, call into our house, and then go down to Sean's. I used to be twisted going up to our house. Like, hi, mum, I'm in here. She'd be like, yeah, that's grand. Sean's there as well. I was like, look, yeah, that's grand. Then we used to go to Sean's house and literally smoke rollies for the whole night and drink more.
Oh my God, that was like me and Lydia. Lydia used to be getting collected by Phil, and I used to have to stay up probably the north side of Cork. When she gets collected down to the south side, gets back dropped down to Lydia Desmond's house, and then starts drinking on more.
Oh, we've got to see so much.
Just to check on us, they used to be always do that.
Yeah, always do it. Oh my God, then they found out what FaceTime was. Jeez.
Oh my God, Phil is queen at FaceTiming.
Shout out to Phil.
We used to be down at Glen Park, right? We used to be down at Glen Park, like hundreds of us there. So me, Tiana, and Lydia get together. together, get together. So when Phil used to be ringing Lydia, Lydia Tiana used to grab us over in the corner, run up out of Glen Park, sit by Dunn's, ring him back, being like, yeah, we should have to sit down there getting a patchy just enough to get caught. And then after we were done, run back down, probably down to Dunblaggan.
Okay, we got one more story, so. One more story. Can't remember when I got brought home. Oh my God.
Do you know when you got brought home? Can I just say one thing? It won't even ruin the story.
Well,
when you got brought home, my mum and dad were just about to leave to get paint or something.
I know.
Out the front door.
I remember very well.
But I was at the sink. But my sink is at, like, our kitchen's like a hall, so I can see out the front door. All I heard was my mum screaming. So I ran out while she was fighting, and then Robert, you could take away the story.
So basically, again, remember we mentioned the water course a while ago. Our family involved in the pub, and I don't know, the pub was gone. And
they sold the pub.
It was derelict, so yeah. There was nothing in the pub. And me, Callum.
Innocent, like?
Yeah, innocent. Me, Callum, and two of our friends. Callum's my cousin as well. Shout out, Callum!
Shout out to Call.
Me, Callum, and two of our friends went. So the pub's down Blackpool, but it's across the road from. It was a fully functioning pub at the time.
Yeah.
And there was men outside smoking rollies and fags, like, you know, just looking at us climbing this skinny window. Four young fellas, like. So it did look dodgy, obviously. But sure, we had no intent. Joe, we were actually really...
You probably thought my mum wanted this before I left in.
But literally though, yeah, we were that young though. Yeah, do you know what I mean? So, manages to weasel our way into the window. We're just exploring it, like. So, oh my God, I'll never forget it. I just heard a big... on the fucking window.
Again, my ass would drop out through my... Or my heart would drop out through my ass.
But like, you don't understand. They were so... Hey, get the fuck
vicious.
Out! Vicious.
Yeah.
Vicious. So then the water course is at the like back of TNA. So me and another guy hopped over the back wall. Bear in mind now, I was actually a small boy as well, like, you know, fucking tiny. Hopped the back wall, big enough back wall as well. We used the old, what are those? The old kegs.
You stepped up the old kegs, yeah,
hopped over, hung off the wall, then ran back to the gate in TNA in the workyard. Went to climb up over TNA's gate. And fucking hell, I looked down and a bangarda was looking at me. A girl guard, like, a girl.
They're more vicious.
Oh my God. But she just looked at me and locked eyes and goes, get the fuck down here right fucking now. I know, I'm trying to read back on the curses, but this is literally what the girl said to me.
What happens, like.
So, hopped off the gate, back into the yard. I'm not going down there at all. I'm just sitting it. Ran across the workyard. Managed to like scale up a different wall, and then I looked down. And she goes, I'm telling, she was there
again,
she was there again, of the other world. She goes, I'm telling you now, if you're making this way worse for yourself, get down here right now.
He's like,
I got down, I scaled off the wall. Like, obviously, it probably looked like we were scumbags, but like, of course, like, you know what I mean, guards
well,
would call.
That is a bit scummy, let's
yeah, like
facts.
Breaking it, it's all like, you know, but sure.
You wouldn't think of it,
like,
I know.
Do you know what? My name's all public. Do you know what? Our family's all public. So, climbed off the wall.
But it sounds a bit though. You actually do sound scummy. White, black wall. Breaking the wall.
I know, literally though. But like,
young, white and free though.
Oh, so fun. I was literally about, I don't know, we were about 15, 14. But got off the back wall anyway. Enjoyed the porridge walls. Like the, like, oaty kind of. It's like rock. It's not a smooth wall anyway. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Oh, I had to climb down off that kind of wall. She stuck the side of my face to the wall. It was like the I cry match when putting pressure. And he's putting pressure on Jets forward. She was putting pressure on the side of my face against this wall. She got two of my hands, but one hand, because she could fit, I had baby hands, like, it was that long. She got two of my hands into her one hand and put them behind my back and raised up my wrist to my ear from the behind. So it was actually like, I don't know, some fucking triangle chokehold or something. I don't know what it was. But it was sore. Handcuffed me, put me into the back of the car. They got another fella, but Callum and the other fella got away because they stayed and hid in the pub, whereas they just probably thought there was two people.
Did they stay in hide?
They stayed in there and hidden there, whereas we tried to scramble, like. So me and the fella in there in the back of the car. We swapped shoes, actually, yeah. So we, for some reason, that day, me and the other guy had swapped shoes.
Oh, I remember
shoes.
You telling me that, yeah.
So we swapped the shoes. I put back on my own, he put back on his. And then he went into his mam's house, and then He went into his mum's house and then the guards came out. They left me in the car. They're like, the guards came out and they were like, fuck, you, she snapped, didn't she? Jeez, she was so loud. We never saw an angry mum like her. And I was sitting in the back of the car. I was like, wait until you see my mum.
Julie, like, Crowley, like.
I was like, you don't understand what's going to happen here now, like. Oh yeah, had a fucking box of rollies as well. Had to shove them in the back of the guard's car because I couldn't go home to rollies. Yeah,
Robert.
You know. So we were up by Dino's Hill. I'll never in a million years forget this. We were up by Dino's Hill. Dino's in Blackpool. There's like a steep hill, Poppins Hill, and I had been handcuffed and they had put no seatbelt on me. So they sped up the bottom of the hill. And then jammed the brakes in the middle of the hill and I went forward and whacked my face off the headrest.
They do it on purpose though.
But they started laughing.
They do it on purpose, yeah.
I know, listen though. They started skitting laughing.
It makes me so angry.
They started skitting laughing and goes, why'd you do that for? You should have put on your seatbelt. And I was sat there handcuffed. And Callum kept on ringing my phone, but it was an unknown number. And she was like, who the fuck's ringing your phone? Who's ringing your phone? I goes, oh, I don't know, like, answer it. I was shitting it, like, shitting it.
Oh my god, makes me so angry.
I was like, I don't know, like, you can answer it. She goes, I'm not your fucking servant at all, don't tell me what to do. The guard, yeah.
As I said, a girl wanted to be more vicious.
Yeah, they are. She was vicious anyway. Her personally. Then we went up anyway. My mum, as Jake said a bit ago, my mum was coming out and when I was going in.
I ran out, thought there was a scrap outside the door.
But you see, when my mum saw the guards at first, our house, there had been an incident in our house before where an Xbox got robbed from outside of our back. And she thought it had something to do with that. She had no inkling that the guards were
had
coming.
Handcuffed.
That had me handcuffed in the room. So, like, the guards got out first. And I was like, oh, like, hi, how are you? And then she walked up and she looked and saw me in the back of the car handcuffed. She goes, Jesus Christ!
And that's what I heard then from the inside.
Yeah, literally. So that's how that story correlates. So, got in anyway, and my mum went ballistic in front of the guards. Like, ballistic. Well, of course, I never got brought home in my life. Never did. That was only just once off. And my mum was going so mad. She was like, the guards were like, Julie, we don't want no domestic violence.
Ah!
And she goes, what are you on about? You handcuffed the young fella. She's like, did you need to put handcuffs on him? You just walked him into my house in front of all my neighbours with handcuffs on. What did he do? Like, was that deserved?
I'm delighted she done that.
Then she looked at me and she goes, don't you think for a second you're getting away with this.
Yeah. My mum's lovely. She,
yeah, she oh no, yeah. I love my mum, but like, don't
strict.
Cross her. Don't cross her. Oh, well, that was a lot there.
That was a lot.
Hopefully you enjoyed this week's episode. Sorry for putting it up late. But
oh, yeah. Technical difficulties. Got it.
Technical difficulties. Yes.
Technical difficulties. That was fun, though. It was actually nice to go back through the childhood memories.
I know. How logistic. Not logistic. Nostalgic.
What's that mean?
Like memories.
Oh, yeah. Happy times.
Nostalgic.
Two magpies.
Hey, wave at that shit.
I know, yeah.
So, we will leave you here, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in to Joanne
that
Summit's
was
lovely
fun.
Yeah, it was fun. And we'll see you again for the next episode.
Slong of all Maher fuckers.